Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.
I believe that God is love, and I think that a lot of times we as human beings, we look at the characteristics of love instead of the definition of love. When you look at the characteristics of love, you walk into your emotions and you're not walking in the spirit of love. Love is a spirit. Love is something that identifies who God is. Love is the commitment to God. See, we can't love one another until we love God first. If the definition of love is God, then you have to fall in love with God before you can fall in love with anyone else. And I think that so many times we get caught up with the intensity of the characteristics of love and the elements of love and not the definition of love. What am I saying? We fall in love with different people for the wrong reasons because we get caught up on our own emotions. We get caught up on materialism. We get caught up with affections. We get caught up with the outer and not the inner because we have no connection with the spirit of love. And a lot of times we continue to blow our chance with love because we can't define what love is. How can you love? You can't see love, but you use the word love.
Yes.
So how can you walk into love if you didn't, if you don't, you never saw it? So I can ask you the same question. So when you ask, how can you love someone you never seen? Loving God is something internal, which makes it eternal. Loving God is utilizing the belief system of Christianity to connect, to understand who God is. God is more than just something to be seen. God is the question, the answer, and the reason for loving. The reason why I'm talking from a Christian aspect is because I'm Christian. Now, and I'm telling you from my point of view because I serve Jesus as my God. So me serving Jesus as my God, I can only tell you from the angle that I know. Now, when you say God, now we have the Islamic faith. They call him Allah. Then we have Judaism. Their faith, they call him Yahweh. Or they call him Abba, which means father. I call him Jesus. But when you use babies and you say that love is a gift, right? Babies know how to love or hug or show emotions, right? But when you get of certain age, right? How do you utilize that love without knowing the definition of love? See, babies, all they know how to do is show emotions as far as expressing love. They express themselves through emotions to communicate. But when you get a certain age, you need to understand what love is. This is why our young community, our youth of today are falling, quote unquote, in love with the wrong people. This is why love and hip hop is misconstrued and is pulling our community in turmoil because they don't know what love is. The Bible says God is love, and you cannot move forward in the characteristics or the definition of love without God. That's point blank. And if you put your trust in a person that's imperfected, therefore it can destroy a relationship, right? So if you expect man to fail, then you expect your wife to cheat on you. It's in line and in tune with her love between her and God, then therefore she would not cheat on you because she would have to cheat on God first. Now, this is why the scripture talks about God being omniscient, all-knowing, and God being omnipresent everywhere. When your wife can only respect you, then it's going to fail. Your wife have to be in tune and tapped into someone that's greater and bigger than you and I. And this is the security of love. That's why love is filled with more than emotions. Love is security. Love is being able to spread your wings in areas that you can't touch. Love shows us that our arms are too short to box with God. So therefore, your wife has to fall in love with the God in you. Love shows your wife your purpose from God. See, it's bigger than emotions. We just look at love as just emotions and affections. But love is diverse. Love actually shows you why you're here on earth from God. And if your wife loved God first, then you will be able to love her, the God in her. And then you will be able to be too unbreakable with the love of God.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.